The Federation's political structure is based on the Andromedan model of a holistic society, badly called holographic society by others. It is based on council meetings where subjects are discussed in order to achieve a consensus about a solution. A council consists of a group of people pertaining to one or more races, or cultures, that sit at a table, usually round, or in a lounge in comfortable sofas also arranged in a circle so everyone can be able to see each other, but it can be held just about anywhere where they can meet and talk effectively. The council members are supposed to be people who are experts in the subject to be discussed, and are guided by a series of appointed political experts that hold a more or less permanent position, or chair at a council. The experts in the subject at hand are then guided to expose their points of view until the solution to the problem is achieved using ethics and logic, and whatever the council thinks is best for everyone. An important thing to notice is that no one votes at a council. It is not a democracy. All decisions are taken, or made with logic and ethics first of all. All holistic societies see the voting system as archaic and dangerous, as decisions may be taken with loaded interests. For example, there may be a case where 50 people must vote about how to educate children in a community, but 45 of them are paedophiles. This is just one example of why the voting system may be highly dangerous and unfair. In all holistic societies, at least officially, everyone can be a member at a local council whenever they want, including children, and attending council meetings is also part of any child's education. The political council system in most advanced civilizations is called a step council system, because it is made of a series of smaller councils that control and look after the interests of local communities, and when a problem surpasses their capacity to solve it, they will ask for help from the next council above them, that in turn controls and looks after a larger region. And this will repeat itself until the seemingly unsolvable problem reaches the so-called High Council, that controls and looks after an entire planet, or civilization. The Galactic Federation uses this configuration. It consists on a series of councils placed in the exact same configuration found inside the political structure of the very same races and cultures that form it, as would be expected. The United Federation of Planets in this sector of space where Earth is found in, is structured the same way. The first, or smallest council that governs over Earth holds its meeting somewhere in Antarctica, most probably in a base underground, and this is where the extraterrestrial level meets the human one. It is here where the representatives of the star races most involved with Earth affairs meet with human, puppet-level politicians and with members of secret societies and of the cabal. Officially, the star races that are there talking and organizing things with the human level are the Elfratans, or Centauri, and the Antarians, mostly in representation of the next step in the council chain, but we know that other much shadier races also have a lot of influence over the decisions taking place there. I see a problem here, simply because we don't know exactly why those other races are there, and what is their motive and their agenda, and all our efforts to inquire on the subject have met with indifference to answer back, or with simple Federation bureaucracy. All that logically leads to speculation, suspicion, and unfavorable conclusions. The next step in the chain of councils that make up the local federation is the one that takes place inside the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera, the wedge-shaped large ship permanently hiding behind the moon. This biosphere ship has been the headquarters of the local federation for a very long time now, probably for several hundreds of years Earth time, at least. The council there is called something like Federation Council for All Earth Affairs, as the best translation possible. There is where the Andromedans and the Arcturians, among many other races that come and go, hold their meetings every Saturday afternoon, those two holding the ranking, or most prominent chairs. It is interesting to see that they follow days of the week there, but when asked, they say that it is logical because they are dealing with Earth affairs and they need a congruent and synchronized time frame to work with. The perception here in my group is that the people in the Council for Earth Affairs in the Vieira are a group of very nice and cooperative individuals that are doing all they can to help the people of Earth, and that they are all very concerned with all the problems and dangers they are facing. They have also expressed their frustration many times about how they cannot help more or because they cannot find adequate solutions. They also have expressed that they feel they have their hands tied up, because the necessary actions can only come, or can only be ordered from levels above them, because they themselves lack the needed resources, and are mostly relegated to advice and guidance roles. So I can clearly say that, to the best of my knowledge, these people are not to be blamed for whatever is happening on Earth, nor for being permissive, or for lack of action. The next council above the one for Earth Affairs has its headquarters somewhere in the rings of Saturn and in some of her moons, also using large biosphere ships as their base, at least mostly. This is the solar system level, High Council, where all the decisions concerning this system take place. I don't know exactly where, and that also means that they are quite shady there. The information about this level is poor, and even the Federation representatives at the Vieira level, here, say that they don't know details. But they do assure us that they are nice and cooperative people who are also doing their best to help, and they are from the same positive and loving star races we all know, and that are present in the Vieira's local council for Earth. It is said that this is the place where the ultimate controllers of Earth reside. And it is most probably so, because the local Vieira level council depends on the Saturn level for just about everything. Even though the Vieira level Federation representatives assure us all that those in Saturn are positive, I'm well aware of the negative connotations and associations between the Earth's cabal and Saturn, being it present in all their symbology all over the place. Just look at how their logos nearly always contain rings. And for anyone with enough knowledge in these subjects, it's easy to see how much the cabal, and the governments they control, worship Saturn and everything that has to do with it, including the proliferation of black cubes all over Earth that also represent Saturn. A cube has six sides, enough said. Although I cannot know exactly what right now, I'm quite sure something very shady is going on around Saturn. If not so, why would there be so much secrecy about this subject? The rest of the Federation's structure above solar system levels, including above Saturn level, takes place on demand and on countless well-known solar systems and planets, and those higher-up councils are made up of representatives of planetary and solar system levels, which members would include all those that would be concerned with the problem at hand, or that is being discussed in each occasion. The size and the power of the Federation fades away in the depths of space. Wherever we see a star, it's there, in one form or another. And observing the Federation as a whole, it is a formidable organization that almost guarantees the safety and the positive cooperation between all its members. This inspiring and incredible organization is easily taken as the ultimate political example for cooperation between all races, and therefore many people, especially on Earth in New Age groups, take it as an almost etheric organization made up of enlightened beings of higher densities made of pure love. But as soon as we start to research more into each part of the Federation, and we deepen on what it is doing at each level, we soon find that it is not as positive as we would want it to be, and its magnificence is heavily obscured by its shortcomings and by all the serious problems it has, and at all levels. I know the human condition impulses people to see the Federation as a savior, and humanity's need to believe in something that gives them hope can easily blind them to obvious truths that may be very uncomfortable. If the Federation is so loving and so powerful, Why is it taking them so long to liberate Earth as they say they are? And liberate it from what? Or from who exactly? I ask. The Federation has a very dark side, and I will soon be sharing examples of things that we have noticed from here, but with no intention of blaming any specific members or Federation representatives.